Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Greetings, Chop Squad and friends of the Business Chop. This episode, I'll be talking with top leadership of SD Corp. It's an IT products and services company, and their services include VIAP or voice over internet protocol system support, Microsoft Office 365 integration, hosted Exchange email, on-site and off-site backup support, new construction and build-outs, cloud solutions and migrations, and actually home automation and smart cameras as well. So our guest from SC Tech today is Shane Mishler. And
yes,
he's great. He's the vice president and chief operating officer. He specializes in the network administration and mobile device management as well. Shane oversees the daily operations of the company. He partners with the owner to design and implement business strategies, plans, and processes. Shane is actively involved in all the company's investments, clients, strategic franchise partners, as well as the expansion and activities. And during his tenure, the company's revenue has more than tripled. And we're going to learn more about that. That's always good to hear from other small businesses, how they're succeeding. And their active client list includes about over 200 companies. So Shane, welcome to the Business Shop.
Thank you, Audrey. So I appreciate you having me on. I know that listening to you explain everything I do sounds really long-winded, but I think that other individuals from small businesses understand that we wear a lot of hats and we stay very active in our roles. So I appreciate you running through all of that.
Yes, absolutely. You're welcome. Okay, so let's get started. As we talked about off camera a little bit or off mic, what do you attribute the longevity success of?
SD Tech has a very long history based out of San Antonio, Texas. Our founder, Wes Ulmer, started SD Tech when he was in high school. And I don't know a lot of teenagers who have the mental capacity, the business capacity to sit down and form a business that they plan on working for the rest of their lives. I wasn't like that as a teenager. My focuses were very much in different areas. But his focus was on building up a small business, and he wanted to contribute to the community, and he got it up and running. And 23 years later, we're here today and still extremely active in the San Antonio area. But we actually provide technology support and solutions internationally. I have a handful of clients that are based out of Canada, and we have clients from all over California, Florida, New York, and everywhere in between. And we're still, in my eyes, still a very small business. We have about 15 employees. We're based out of San Antonio. All of our support's in San Antonio, but we provide remote support and mm-hmm. solutions to people all across the U.S. And if at our core, what has made us successful, what has allowed us to provide good business strategies and solutions for 23 years now, is customer service. It's recognizing that at the end of the day, I know that we've heard it before time and time again. It feels kind of cliche, but people want to spend money with people they enjoy talking to. Mm-hmm. And in technology has a bad rep. Like the majority of people think of IT support as being individuals who aren't easy to talk to, not easy to have conversations with. It's grumpy old men who are working out of a basement or a garage, and they'll take care of your stuff, but you don't really want to talk to them. And we worked really hard to combat that stereotype. And mm-hmm. we enjoy people. We like building relationships. And it just so happens to be that we're really good at the technology piece. And so mm-hmm. they can go hand in hand. I think that overall, over the last couple of years, technology is starting to have a much better representation, but it's been a rough road, but it's been what's helped us stay in business for this long. It's just focusing on people, focusing on relationships and trying to help one another out.
One of my other guests that I was speaking with, Nikki Ballou, he was the same thing. It was like people, business is people. And mm-hmm. So for you to say that, that's very important, especially because I know for the most part, tech folks are engineers. And so it's all about, you know, that hands-on and, you know, the brain in the hands and, you know, your own hands. So that's great. Because I was thinking about, you know, what the concept of customer service, you know, what that would mean to SD Tech. So you pretty much already answered that question right there.
Yeah. So I started with the company about 4 years ago. And when I came on, I was employee number 5. And my background has been mostly in larger corporate offices where I oversaw my small teams, quote unquote, small teams, was a team of 17 that I was personally responsible for.
Wow.
And then more large scale, I was helping run, you know, multi-thousand employee operations. And so coming into a company where I was employee number 5, it was very different. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we have really focused on to allow us to overcome plateaus and enter into a very multi-year period of growth is bringing on individuals who have a stronger background in customer service versus technology. Mm-hmm. Technology, to me, technology is something that we can really easily teach. It's, you know, it's just I can write up documents that show you how to go through things, set things up. Troubleshooting can be a little bit more technical, but customer service can be hard to teach because it just starts with the personality and the background. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So we've brought in people who have incredible customer service backgrounds, and we have a very diverse team coming from all walks of life. And we focus heavily on our culture. I know that the majority of companies say that they focus heavily on our culture, but our culture is everything. So I came in today, Audrey, I'm in the office, and I came in to do this podcast with you. And then when I leave here, I'm going to our CEO founder's house. He's throwing a little barbecue because we have some friends coming in from out of town, and about half of our team they're coming and they're bringing friends and family and their dogs and their kids. And like, this isn't out of the ordinary for us. This is what we do. We focus on the relationships both in the office and out of the office, and we found good success doing that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we have to be people. We have our relationships with our, you know, our coworkers, our comrades. That's it starts right there. You know, from top down, of course. So I can only imagine that your CEO is very people person. And I can remember some of those days working at GE and different locations. You know, large organizations. You did go to sometimes the founders or the president's house for a cookout. I think that was pretty cool. Because we get to know people, we're just people. We aren't somebody that's sitting in a, you know, in a big corner office.
Yeah.
Parking orders out and did you get this done?
We are people at the beginning and the end of each day. We're people and we all have our own goals and aspirations. But for the most part, I remind my employees that there is always something I would rather be doing than work. And I think that's true for almost everybody. There's always something we'd rather be doing versus having to do work. And, you know, I mean, I think that helps keep us grounded as individuals and as people, and we can relate a little bit easier.
Give me a little bit of, give us some insight as far as the work culture there at SD Tech. When we have so many people, you know, no, realize it's not 1,200 folks, but still, more than 5 is a handful, because you can almost look around and see each other, you know, if you're in a physical location or people aren't working remote, how that works out. Because some people who may be listening to this may be at the beginning of adding on the first 2 team members, you know, going to the 3, the 4 and the 5, and perhaps they end up with 20 or 25. So how does that work?
So Audrey, that's a great question. When I came on, like I mentioned, as employee number 5, our founder, Wes thought he had a great team, and he was working with 3 other individuals. 2 of those people had been with him for 5+ years. He had an administrative assistant who was pretty solid, and he had a install technician who assisted him with all the build out stuff that was really solid. And they were good employees. And when I say good employees, I'm thinking about my background where I'm helping run a large scale operation with 1,000 to 5,000 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And you need good employees. You need people who come in, do their job, clock out, go home, and they just have a normal routine. But I think that when you're running a small business, when you're as a business owner, when you're first getting your first few employees, you need not only good employees, but they need to be invested in your business differently than an individual who's going and working at GE or, mm-hmm. AT&T or these big outfits like that. You need somebody who has the mentality of like a small partner. Okay. You need somebody who's going to see your vision and see your drive and have not necessarily an equal share. I think that's ridiculous. You can't expect for somebody mm-hmm. to have the same mindset as a business owner when they're not sharing in the same level of profits. But you still do need somebody who has a different mentality when you're looking for those types of employees. So fast forward, when I'm onboarding new employees right now, I go through our training and orientation very differently than I did when I worked for AT&T. I also have background working for Kohl's department stores for their corporate office. And our training orientation here is much different. Because it's much smaller and we're more personalized. And I want individuals who know that they are part of a team that is really making a difference. Their individual support, their individual contributions are impacting hundreds of people at any given moment. And I just brought on two new technicians over the last 2 months, and they are learning very quickly that they know the majority of our client base. And our client base, like you mentioned, I'm actually up to right around 300 active clients, right? So different businesses. And some of those businesses, they're small businesses. It's one to two people. Mm-hmm. And then some of the businesses that we support, it's 1,500 employees.
Okay.
But even with my small help desk team, they get to know all of the people that we interact with. They know them by name. They know what those individuals do for jobs. They know what these individuals do during their downtime. Sometimes they're going and supporting them at their office. Sometimes they're going and supporting them at their homes. And so one of my new employees, this is a younger adult named Tyler. He went out to this real estate agent's house and he was helping him. This guy found himself in a really bad position. He had gotten hacked and his company was being compromised. His personal accounts were being compromised. And so we were going out and we're providing him one-on-one support. And this is my new employee, Tyler. This is his first introduction into SD Tech. And after a couple of weeks and a couple of house visits, we're getting everything nicely squared away. And the guy invites him out for a barbecue. And he's so thankful. And this guy's an amazing cook and makes like some top tier beef jerky. And he's cooking Wagyu burgers. And he's like, and he came back to the office. He's like, Shane, I never had this type of experience at the companies I worked at previously. And I was like, how do you feel about it? He goes, I feel like as an individual, what I'm doing matters. And I was like, I know we talked about this. And he's like, yeah, but everybody talks about it. And he's like, but I don't think I ever want to work anywhere else. He's like, and can we sit down and talk about how I'm doing? And I was like, well, you're doing good. I was like, why? And he goes, no, can we please? Because I want to make sure that I am doing as good as I think that I'm doing, mm-hmm. because I want to make sure that I have a long running relationship with SD Tech, and because I really want to take care of our clients the best I can. Wow. And Audrey, that made me tear up. That's what you hope for. But a big piece of it though is from looking for like-minded people who want to invest in your company and in your clients the way that you want to invest in your company and your clients. And it's important.
Yes, that's an amazing story right there. That's a heart, like you said, that's a heartstring puller. Wow. Yeah. So that tells me that the internal customer service is excellent.
We work really hard to make sure of it. Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. Right.
Yeah. So Tyler couldn't help but reflect that going out to work with your clients. Yeah, that's key right there. So what other advice would you have for small businesses? I know I do want to talk about the services that you offer, because it's sometimes as small businesses, you know, we go out and buy a computer, you know, we buy, you know, one thing here, one thing here, one thing there, really nothing's talking or, you know, integrated. Right. So that's going to be important for small businesses as well. I don't want us to lose sight of that.
That's okay. Yeah. I can take both of your okay. questions and your trains of thought and bring them together pretty nicely. So mm-hmm. The biggest suggestion I have for small business owners, whether you're running it a company by yourself or if you have in the same neighborhood of employees as SD Tech does, if you're between 1 to 15, 20 employees, my best advice is to look for strong partnerships. And I know that as a business owner, when you hear partnership, you're probably thinking bringing on an equal partner. And that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Because relationships are so important to me, I look at all of my relationships as relationships. And whether I'm talking about my wife or I'm talking about the relationship between me and Wes or the relationship between me and my clients, those relationships all have some core pillars that are exactly the same. Communication, right? Communication. Everybody knows if you're going to have a successful relationship, you got to have good communication. And you only have good communication by continuously working on it. And it can't just be you working on it. You have to ask the other person in this relationship, is the communication that, you know, I've been exhibiting that I'm trying to get across, is that coming across the way I want it to? And you got to have some good checkpoints.
Okay.
So look for strong partnerships with the individuals around you. Typically, small businesses, especially if you're relatively new to running a business, you may look at your competition as competition. The reality is that a lot of your competitors are going to be where you can have some of the best partnerships at. Our biggest competition in San Antonio, we go to dinner with usually once every 2 months. We go to the movies about once every month, once every 6 weeks. We hang out. We get to know each other. When we're running into problems at work, whether it's, you know, employee management or client relationships, or we're looking for some ideas for new technology, these guys are doing it. So we talk to them and we make sure that we build a good relationship so that they can come to us. Mm-hmm. And we strengthen our community. While it's competition, but there's enough pie to go around for everybody. And why yes. not support us and better support? We love our city. San Antonio is home, and a big piece of it being a home that we enjoy is by being a part of a community that strengthens and builds up one another. And I think that's really important. So go out, look for not just new partners, but how can you leverage the relationships you already have and get more out of them? And the easiest way to do that is by offering more to the people around you. Mm-hmm. That's my best advice for a small business owner.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So,
yes.
So, Audrey, so the reason I say that your two questions, how they go hand in hand, mm-hmm. The services that we offer. You were mentioning how a lot of small businesses piecemeal their operations together because the majority of people don't have a great understanding of technology. They typically have a good enough understanding to launch whatever their business is. And so whether your business is real estate, or if you're a small business owner and maybe you're doing, it's, I don't know, spa related or whatever service you're offering to your community, technology is vital. I have worked with a lot of individuals who were opening up small businesses, and I go to talk to them about their tech and they're like, oh, well, we're really not technology centric. And I'm like, how are you going to process payments?
Yeah, even just that.
Even just that piece. If you're going to process payments, you need technology. How are you going to keep track of your client base? Are you going to write it all down on spreadsheets like that you manually are using pen and paper? You're going to be using technology.
Yeah.
So whether it's Microsoft Office, a computer, a POS system, mm-hmm. internet, Wi-Fi for your guest, technology is a necessity in this day and age for businesses. Even like a small taco truck here in San Antonio, like they have to have technology in order to support that taco truck.
Yeah.
And so if you're not speaking with a professional, then you're potentially, my biggest concern is people overspending and blowing money on technology that isn't the right technology for them. And then they end up losing money and it could be a massive uphill battle. So at our core, I really appreciate you going through the laundry list of services we offer, but the first service we offer is consultation. Okay. And with SD Tech, all of our consultation is free, all of it. And we will spend so much time helping people better understand technology. And in order for me to help people better understand technology for their business, then I have to get to know them. I want to know what your business is. What type of clients are you supporting? How do you manage and run your business? And then I can start making suggestions for how to budget and what type of technology will best assist you and your clients. Above all else, I would say that's the most important service that we offer. And I would say that's the most important service that a small business owner should look for when considering technology. So before you go out and go buy, you know, even if it's just a laptop or a computer, the majority of people are going to go to Best Buy. And when you go to Best Buy, you're going to go in and I've been shopping at Best Buy for years and I still shop at Best Buy, but it's a fantastic place. But know that when you're going in, if you have questions, you're speaking with sales representatives on a floor where they sell a product and that is how they make their money. So you're not necessarily going to be getting the best advice that's going to lead you to better managing your business. But if you speak with companies like mine, they're not a dime a dozen, but we are, there are many of us spread out all across the United States. And
just need to look for you.
Yeah, just need to look for them. And so just small managed service providers, MSPs, any type of technology consulting, the majority of them are at least open to conversation and speaking with a professional to help you identify what type of technology you need, that is the best place to start. It really is. And then from there, just like you would if you're car shopping or anything else, just go out, speak with a couple different companies, get a couple of different estimates, see what different people are making recommendations, and then figure out who you actually like talking to, see what type of crossover in what they're telling you you need is there. Make sure that if you have spoke with three different companies and they're all telling you you need three different sets of equipment, that's probably not great. Right?
Right.
But if you start, you should start to see some pretty good crossover and people are going to tell you you need, three computers of this type of processor or this type of networking, then you have a good idea of where to start. And then my recommendation is to look at reviews, talk to people, figure out who you like working with and go from there. But Audrey, do you have a particular subset of business owners that I could speak to directly, or is it just small business owners all across different verticals?
Yeah, there are different types. Yeah.
So, for our office, it's a pretty basic setup. Even though we're tech oriented, we have 15 employees, so. Making sure that we have decent networking, which would include the router and firewall, a Wi-Fi setup. And then we run with basically three different tiers of computers. Our administrative assistants don't do as much heavy work as our techs do. And then our techs do a very different type of work than our management team does. So we have, three different grades of computers, if you will, that we typically run with. And knowing that type of information for our business helps us make sure that we are allocating funds into the right areas and not overspending or underspending, so that we can make sure our employees are working as efficiently as possible.
Okay. So since you put it like that with the three different tiers of computers, can you maybe break that down? Let's say a business what type of business we need to pick? Look, now I'm tongue tied.
I know.
We're cutting this out, people, so don't get it twisted. This is not going in. This is not going to make the final cut. Okay, so let's say a service business But even a real estate business, I think that maybe that's a good one, because then you have, you know, the owner who's pretty much, you know, crunching numbers, spreadsheets or whatever, you know, so maybe some online financial systems that they're running. And then you have the person sitting at the desk, the receptionist slash customer service person who maybe just maybe looking up stuff or, you know, getting basic information.
Right. So that's actually really good. So real estate is one of our primary verticals. We support literally thousands of real estate agents across the U.S. So for a small real estate office, usually you're looking at about a team of 5 to 7 employees, sometimes a little smaller, but you're right. Usually you have your main person who's still going out and selling homes, but they're also running the team. So that's where usually where their focus is. They'll oftentimes have an administrative assistant or receptionist or somebody who's manning their front desk. And then you have a team of 3 to 4 real estate agents who are going out in the field. So for your front desk person, they're typically going to do the majority of their work online, right? So it's going to be in Chrome or on Internet Explorer or Edge. They're going to be using like web-based mail. They'll log into their web-based real estate platforms, and they do a lot of their work there. So for them, I would typically recommend like a computer that has about an i5 processor. So I don't know how familiar you are, Audrey, but Microsoft Office offers, usually it's their i3, i5, i7, and i9. I will almost never recommend an i3. A lot of people will look at that as saying, oh, well, this employee doesn't do too much that's heavy lifting, so we can get away with going with the cheapest processor. The problem is if they're working with customers, don't do it. No, because they'll get bogged down. And if they're working with customers, then it's going to slow down that interaction between them and the customer. And that's going to lead to frustration. And ultimately, it's going to lead to you losing money. And I also almost never recommend the top of the line processor, because that top of the line processor, the vast majority of people in businesses, it doesn't matter what you're doing, are not going to need that much power. Mm-hmm. And so it ends up being several hundred dollars of wasted money. So an i5 and i7 is going to be what I recommend for the majority of people in real estate. The business owner, the one that's crunching numbers, also working with customers and managing employees, they're going to want something that's a little bit faster and is good and speedy. For real estate, I'd usually recommend something that looks a little nicer for the person working the front desk. That's usually not a good place to cheap out, because if that person's interacting with customers, you want to make sure that their work area is more aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our real estate offices end up using Apple products, Macs. Everybody likes the way they look. We don't really like supporting them. we are Windows users, but they have their place. And oftentimes, that place is where it pays to be aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So looking at that, and then for people who are out and about, recommending good laptops is also very important. Something that's a little more durable, lightweight, large screen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So that's our hardware. And so what about our software?
So software for the majority of small businesses, that real estate is really a good recommendation, because there's so much crossover between real estate agencies and other small businesses. Mm-hmm. So one thing that is really important is to look at like Microsoft Office licenses. Mm-hmm. Get away from using the free Google or Microsoft webmail, because having your personalized domain on your business card when it says AudreyWiggins@gmail versus Audrey@businesschop.com. Mm-hmm. One of those two looks slightly more professional.
Yes.
And then aside from just the aesthetics and the slightly more professional, you get better support when you are using a paid product like that. And
absolutely. Yeah.
So even with just Microsoft Office, you're going to have the better support. You'll have access to both online and so web-based and applications for like your Word documents and spreadsheets. And then you can start building out, I don't know if you're familiar with Microsoft Teams or Microsoft SharePoint,
yes. Yeah,
but having that shared work, Yeah, having that shared workspace to keep a small team connected is very, very important. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, even for real estate, making sure that you have good cybersecurity. Nothing over the top. You don't need to go crazy, but making sure that you have an intelligent antivirus software, some type of a backup solution, and making sure that your information and your client's information is protected, because that is a really good way to lose face with your community, is if you're compromised, and if your client's information is compromised. As a small business owner, like we rely on the feedback of our community so heavily. And so making sure that we're protecting them is very important. And so that's a big piece for some good consultation, so that way you're allocating the right funds to the right areas.
Okay.
Past that, VoIP, earlier you mentioned voiceover IP. So some type of phone system. VoIP is much better than traditional because it provides more solutions. So you have your desk phone, and then you can link up your desk phone to your cell phone, so that way you're capable of taking business calls from your personal cell phone and keeping everything unified and more professional, appealing. It looks good. Plus, you have access to recorded calls, and you're able to go back and review information and things like that. So I would say at a core, even for a small business, looking at good computers, some basic cybersecurity to keep your information and clients' information protected, Microsoft Office, and then phones. And a big piece of that is bringing everything together to help keep your team more connected. That will make sure that even if a couple people are out in the field doing work, and then they're able to connect back with their home office, with their owner, and share information more efficiently.
Awesome. Yeah, I like that a lot. And I just sitting here listening, like, you know, to see all of that stuff, you know, see all of the items connected and like a well-oiled machine at the office set up and running smoothly.
It goes a long way.
When we're starting a business, that, you know, we really have to think about our infrastructure. With that technology piece is so key. So Shane, then how can we reach out to you, or, you know, get that consultation so we can set up our IT infrastructure or other related services?
So you can reach out to me at shane@sd-tech.net for email. The easiest way and preferred way is to just look me up on LinkedIn. I check LinkedIn on a regular basis, and I love building new relationships from there. If you don't want to interact with me directly and you just want to get some information without having to talk to anybody, you can go to sd-tech.net, and that's our website. It has all of our information, and you can check us out, look at the products, you can get some ideas for yourself. And then Facebook, Instagram at sd-tech.net as well.
Okay. And we'll make sure to have all that in our show notes as well, so folks can connect with you and connect with the company in general.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, Shane. So Shane, I really thank you and appreciate you coming today to share with us about technology for our businesses, you know, to get our operations smoothly from the beginning. And if we're raggedy right now, it's never too late to get it.
Never too
get
late.
It organized and set up, and we'll be happier campers, you know, for doing so. So appreciate you. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.